And welcome to another episode of What's Your Art, guys. My name's Anton and I am your host for this podcast. So today we are joined by the lovely, amazing Jacob. Say hello to everyone. Jacob, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast.
Thank you, man. Humbled to be here.
For those who don't know Jacob, Jacob is an amazing creative. He's a rapper, he's a dancer, and he's also a father of three. So lots to talk about today, and I'm just happy to have you on our podcast. Yes, by the way, this is our first face-to-face podcast since the pandemic. Obviously, as you guys know, during the pandemic we had to do everything on Zoom. Drop those likes, drop those comments, and keep sharing these content. Thank you, Jacob.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, man. Welcome to What's Your Art Podcast.
Thank you.
How you been?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yes.
Good. Yeah.
Awesome, man. The first time I knew that you were very creative was the first time I saw your music video that you showed me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, another time I had no idea that you were this creative. I knew that you know, you're very energetic, you love music and stuff like that, but I had no idea that you rapped. I had no idea that you danced until you showed me that video randomly, and I believe it was on YouTube. How did it get to that point? Like, how did this all start for you? And what did it mean to you?
Me, growing up in a family, four brothers, two older, one younger. We've always been like a part of like listening to music, whether it be DJing, parties, and dancing around the house and so forth. We've always been in that kind of element. Music was always part of us. So when we did that, I think it was around like 2011, where I was working. I was going through some things at the time. So it was up and down, like my brother. He's a producer, so we had a studio at the back of the house. So he did a sample from like a James Brown beat. He put it all together. I was like, yo, what is this? I said, yo, let me sit on this. let me jump on this track. And the whole concept of it, he said, the tune was called Music.
Right.
So we was talking about music as if it was a person.
Okay.
And how it made us feel. So when I was going through that stuff, I said, oh man, yeah, let me spit on this, please. And he's like, all right, cool, go ahead. Literally, I think I did it in like a few hours or that same day. I wrote something, wrote 16 bars, and I came back and showed him. He's like, yo, do you write this? I said, yeah, that was me. And then I even hollered at one of my friends. He said, yo, did Jacob like write this?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, man, he wrote that thing. We went to the studio, taught me how to like record it and then spit. And even like the flow and everything like that.
Right, got you.
Put that all together, and like it was such a good feeling just to like just put that out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it was fun. And, you know, it brought me to a better place to think, okay, I'm part of this thing now. So yeah, let's get it cracking, man.
And I mean, look, the video was lit, like especially with the dancing scenes. And I believe that you choreographed and you marketed it all by yourselves.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you know very passionate about what you do, is like you just find a way to do it. Let's rewind a bit back. Obviously, were you already into rapping and dancing at a young age? So to then bring that back to about 2011, right? That's when you did the music.
About that.
So were you doing that all the way through, or was it like?
So not much rapping, although I used to write like some like lyrics back in the day, like even like through college and like uni.
Okay.
Like when the garage scene was coming through, I would, like write little lyrics here and there. Like both my brothers, not older brothers, they're DJs. One's on radio.
Nice. Okay.
And my other brother's a producer. And then my younger brother,
creative squad.
Yeah, literally creative squad, man. And we've always been a part of like music. It's always been in our blood, our soul. Mm-hmm. Even my dad used to play like old school like music. At Christmas, he'd be like playing classical music loud to the core.
So
we're big fans of like all genres of music, and yeah, it's just part of our life. And you know, always wanted to do something in that kind of field. So
this was
perfect
beginning.
Opportunity.
Man. That's amazing. And obviously, I know hip-hop is a huge influence in your life.
Yes, sir.
And so as part of me as well, as a hip-hop dancer.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's really important to really understand the culture and immerse in the culture, because there's a lot of impact that comes from these cultures, right? So especially being a dancer, I know dance is only one part of the elements of hip-hop. And there's more when it comes to rapping, graffiti, and everything else, fashion as well.
Yeah.
So for me, like, it was really important to really understand the foundations of hip hop, mm-hmm. understand the different techniques and moves and names of all these hip hop dance dance groups, so that, you know, when I'm out there teaching or influencing or expressing myself, I'm actually expressing the mm-hmm. culture as well.
That's right.
And what did it mean to you when it came to the hip hop culture, like as a rapper, as a dancer?
Like, hip hop, it was just everything, really. Like you say, like fashion, like back in the day, wearing like the Adidas tracksuits, Run DMC, the Superstars.
What about now, man? You're wearing your Jordans.
Oh, man, come on, bro. Retro J's, come on, man. You know, I got threes, fours, sixes and fours are my favorites, man. It was just a part of like life, culture, like even like when it comes to like movies as well, like watching things like Do the Right Thing, mm-hmm. even they had the Jordan 4s in there, the first time we see the 4s in there. It was just a part of like life growing up, even the way we talk, the way we walk,
everything,
dance. Yeah, it's just a part of like life growing up, listening to hip hop. My favorite group back in the day is Tribe Called Quest, and I think my favorite rapper, I would have to say, was Busta Rhymes.
Come on, man.
When he spit that crazy verse and scenario.
Can't keep up with the pace.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. When I heard that, I said, yeah, I love this. Amazing. I'm part of this, like, at some point. So,
And this is where we can kind of both relate, because obviously that era of music is like what I'm kind of drawn to the most. And arguably, I think it's probably one of the best eras in hip hop.
Yeah.
My influence comes also from the 90s and the early 2000s. So what perspective has it given you? Has it changed anything in terms of the way you live your life today, especially as a family man, as a father? Like, has that kind of played a part as well?
When it comes to like, whether it's hip hop or just music in general, every time I get up, I need to listen to music. Yeah. Wherever I'm up or down, music just gets me through it. With my kids now, they're into music. My daughter, she's 4 now, she goes to like perform class.
Nice.
She likes dancing, and so we're just trying to get her into that. My son Noah, he's into dancing as well.
Nice.
Every time he plays something on the TV, he's always dancing.
Comes
around
from the father, man.
I'm telling you.
Comes from the father.
And the baby Joshua, he's like 10 months now. So he's always like happy, like when he sees his brothers and sisters. Just,
that's good.
Yeah, so
that's amazing.
Yeah, music is part of life. It's part of everything, you know. So
absolutely,
that don't be the guy I am today.
Without music, there's no dance, right?
That's
so
it.
Music's an important part of all of our lives.
Yes.
So the question is, why do you want to bring all of this back? Now, I know there was a little pause. Obviously, you kind of distant yourself from the creative side since 2011, and now it's 2022. Why do you want to all of a sudden like bring everything back at age 40?
Yeah, that big 4 coming up in a couple of weeks. It got to a point where I was in like a so-called rat race that we're all in. You're having like responsibilities, having things to pay. So it's just like you're living off paycheck to paycheck and just worrying where the money's going to come to pay the next bill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like that kind of like, get me distance away from everything. But you know, getting married, having kids and things like that, being back in like the kind of like retail world, it's just
sure thing.
Is this how life is gonna be? I didn't want that. So I said, you know what, it's time to make a change, bring it back, just do stuff that you like, you enjoy. Do you know what I mean? Like, we gotta get up and go to work, put food on the table.
That's part of the process.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's just how we live.
Yeah,
but you know, I want more.
You want more.
I don't want just that. Yeah. I don't want just you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, because back in the day it was just 9 to 5. Now it's just like 8 to 8.
It's all the time.
It's all the time. And it's fine. You just go to work, come back home. Go to work, come back home, and it's just like, I need more than that.
Like even for me, I'm in the same boat, right? So this is where I always tell people, like, this is so important to just follow that creative journey, follow the creative process, because one, it's for your own health, your mental health as well, and express yourself. You gotta express yourself somehow. I always say experiment, try different things, try cooking, try dancing, try singing, try whatever you wanna try, and don't really worry about what society thinks of you, because it's not about them, it's about you fulfilling your creative needs and then expressing it to the world.
Yeah,
absolutely, 100%. Like, I always encourage people to put stuff out on social media and stuff like that. that's the only way to express.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
You create it for yourself, and then, you know, that's your starting point to then start influencing and impacting other people through your work, which eventually will become a brand, will become a business, and that has a meaning because it comes from you.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious to find out, like, what would you like to start with? Would you want to bring the same thing that you did before back to the forefront? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to want to try something new?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mixture of different things, really. I mean, during the lockdown, you know, people had a lot of time.
Yeah.
I found that people had a lot of time. And we started a little cooking channel on YouTube, my daughter.
Okay.
Like, daddy-daughter cooking.
Nice.
I think I called it Blasian Bakes, because obviously I'm black. My wife's Asian.
Hey, yes.
So, yeah.
Mix it all in.
That's it. A little term I used to use back in college. Like, I used to say I'm Blasian. Got my Asian boys. Okay. So we started doing that with my daughter. We'll be like baking cakes and things like that. You know, there's quite a few likes, so it's just like, okay,
good.
Let's get back into this. Get them more involved. And now Noah's older now, so yeah, want to get them all involved. And there'll be like other elements as well.
All right.
When it comes to like music,
yes,
even with the kids or fashion. So
there's definitely scope for some collaboration here. 100%. We've been wanting to do it for a while, but I think it's about time now.
It's inevitable. It's happening.
It's about time. So definitely going to be a collaboration on the hip hop side of things. But I'm excited for you, man. Like, again, I just wanted people to get that perspective of, like, man, look, you're bringing this back at age 40, and it's really not about the age, it's about realizing and actually, you know, doing it for yourself and trying to make a difference with what you do. 100%. I'm definitely going to be, you know, by your side, helping you out, whatever help you need. All I'm saying is to encourage you to just post stuff out on socials. But yeah, man, all the best.
Thank you,
with
man.
With everything else, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
Everyone, please follow Jacob on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you are. We'll put the social handles on the description. And tune in to more episodes, guys. So this is what the platform is all about, just helping artists share their stories on digital platforms and getting their perspective on what creativity means to them. And hopefully this is inspiring someone out there watching this to start their own creative journey. So let's get it. Peace.
Peace.